being anti-puppy.
That sounds like a commentary on this race. I'm not sure if it is, but let's go to Jim Antle. He's written some commentary on it. Jim, you're the Washington Examiner, and now on Mornings on the Mall. Thanks, Jim, for joining us this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, sir. So what are you to make, what are you watching for today as you watch this special election with Roy Moore and Doug Jones?
Well, for one, the polls are all over the place on this race, so it's going to be really hard to know what's going on outside of what's happening on the ground there. You know, Doug Jones has brought in all these Democrats from outside of Alabama. That's a risky move, nationalizing the race. Obviously, being a national Democrat has not historically played well in Alabama. He's fairly liberal by Alabama standards. So that's kind of a risky move, but I think what they're trying to do is drive black voter turnout, get the African-American vote to be a little bit closer to a quarter of the electorate, and,
right,
and see if that moves the needle for
them.
They held
that Barack Obama robocall until the last minute, finally airing it yesterday,
right,
only after President Trump had already done a rally. I guess the idea being they wouldn't want to give Trump ammunition beforehand.
Yeah, I think they don't want to give any Republicans ammunition beforehand. I mean, Obama never got more than 38% of the vote in Alabama. But, you know, among black voters in the state, I his word does weigh heavily. So, you know, if you can get a Cory Booker, a Deval Patrick, a Barack Obama to get a lot of these black voters out to the polls, that obviously helps Doug Jones. But there's a risk of backlash by white conservative voters who obviously were not big Obama fans and are not big fans of the national Democratic brand. So, you know, it's a risky move. Only a subset of voters will probably be moved by those kinds of appeals. But, you know, they really do need to get the black vote to be a higher percentage of the electorate than you would normally see in one of these special elections. With these, you know, it's a cliche. It all depends on turnout. It all depends on who shows up on election day. But with special elections, that's really true. You don't really know. They're lower turnout than a normal election. So, you know, little changes in turnout can make a big difference.
Well, I got a question about the day after. So, look, I'm with you on the issue of we just don't know. But, look, Gloria Allred showing up never brings class to the table. I just,
right,
the whole thing about that and all these things which may or may not, well, they won't be resolved. I mean, the people of Alabama will speak today. So what do you see happening the day after, like tomorrow? What if the judge wins, if Judge Moore wins, do you see people doubling down, or do you see that kind of fading off based on the fact that he's going to be an elected member of the senator-elect for the Senate?
Well, some of it depends on, obviously, how big his margin of victory would be. So, I mean, if he wins by a lot, that might put pressure on Republicans in Washington to decide that they're going to seat him and they're going to, you know, observe the results of the election. On the other hand, you have the fact that, you know, Al Franken is gone now, John Conyers is gone now. That does put a certain amount of pressure on Washington Republicans to,
right,
do what they said they would do, which would be at bare minimum look into the allegations against Roy Moore, have an ethics probe, talk to some of these accusers, and maybe even put Roy Moore under oath and ask him about these accusations under oath for the first time.
And Jim, that all seems like by design. I mean, look, even in Al Franken's supposed exit speech, he wrote into it references to Roy Moore and Donald Trump and the accusations against them. Clearly, Democrats hoping that these are the sacrificial lambs upon which they can make a case against Moore and Trump.
No question that Conyers and Franken were pushed out in hopes of clearing the decks for a tough investigation of Roy Moore and renewed criticism of Donald Trump on the grounds of accusations that were made against him during the campaign. So, you know, they are, as you say, the sacrificial lambs, and they really do want to make this a Republican problem rather than a bipartisan problem. Now, obviously, some more names are going to come out when they look at these settlements, which I think will make it a bipartisan problem again. But, in the aftermath of this election, they're really going to go after Moore and Trump.
Well, Jim, to that point, though, what's going to be the remedy? I mean, I understand you're going to try this in the court of public opinion, but I got to tell you, you know, you're talking about things decades old. Are we talking about some level of criminal charge? I mean, what's the end state here? Because simply put, the president and he can both sustain, I think, this is the court of public opinion.
This is 15 seconds. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, they're going to have to come up with some kind of process. It's going to be like the house banking scandal in the 90s. I mean, we're going to see lots of people have problems as a result of when these settlements are exposed. So for now, Roy Moore might be alone. But once these settlements are exposed, you're going to have a lot of names out there once again.
The Washington Examiner's Jim Antle. Thank you, as always. Jim, nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.